evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise, all across this great republic and around the world, I bid you welcome this evening to another hour of The Flip Side on this Monday evening, February the 12th, 2007. For those of you who have forgotten because of the politically correct President's Day, which I guess will be celebrated next Monday, today happens to be the anniversary of the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett. Glad to have you in the room for the next hour. My chat room is open. Come on over to www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat link. Join the conversation. You are listening to this hour live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad to have you here. Let's take a fast look at some market figures for the day. The S&P 500 closed down 4.6, almost 4.7 points to end the day at 1433. That does never seem to go anywhere, does it? NASDAQ was down nearly 10 points to end the session at 2450. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages down once again today, nearly 29 points to end the day at 12552. Over on the metal side of the markets, interesting stuff. A lot of interesting things happened over the weekend. Economically, both throughout the nation and around the world. We're going to talk about some of those issues here tonight. Metals ended kind of mixed. Platinum was down $11 on the day. That'll make some people I know very happy who are getting ready to make a big platinum purchase. Gold and silver also down. Silver down 22 cents to end the day at 1367. Gold end of the day down 6.25, just shy of 662 an ounce. So those are the basic things that get us going. And let me take a look here. Robbie and I will be broadcasting from the road for most of the rest of the week. Both of us are out of here early tomorrow morning, heading to Long Beach. There's a trade show we're going to. Neither one of us have been there for some years. Going to get a finger on the pulse of the markets and see what else is going on throughout this industry, as it were. This hour is brought to you in part by, of course, the Republic Trading Group, purveyors of... let's call it security. You know where to find us, 1-800-691-7898. I really hope you'll stick around through the course of this program. We're going to do something a little unusual for a Monday evening, and I've got some interesting things to share with you toward the end of the hour. But, you know, lots going on, lots of things in the news, more bombs going off in Iraq and more ongoing arguments about this. Certainly the president's own legacy is getting darker and darker as the day goes by, and much of it has to do with the questionable incarceration of our two Border Patrol agents who have now been in jail for some weeks now, I think about 3 weeks. And this is making daily and nightly headlines, my friends, and I don't think it's going to bode well. Something happens to those guys. It is going to be the blood on the hands of the President of the United States. But then... that doesn't seem to bother him any, does it? Amazing. Stay with us, my friends. We will be back on the flip side of this commercial break.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And we are back. And Mr. Producer, do me a favor. That music's cranking way too loud at my end tonight. Not for the network, the broadcast side, but the monitor side. And welcome back to the flip side, my friends. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight. I'll be with you again on Wednesday and Friday. Wednesday's going to be a little unique. I'll be on the road. And Robbie will be broadcasting from the road tomorrow and Thursday night, and as we make a trip over to the coast. Good group of folks in the chat room, some old friends, a few new folks, www.federalobserver.com. Let's get down to it. There are a few things to discuss. One of the biggest concerns that I've had in this nation over the past year is what is happening to the real estate market. And now this has really affected the mortgage market big time. We've been talking about this on and off over the last few weeks. Coming from Bill Bonner today over the Daily Reckoning, he states the great mill of life grinds away exceedingly slowly sometimes, but always exceedingly fine. And now it's grinding down the realtors and the subprime lenders. The poor lenders are having to take back mortgages that they wrote. And we are really shocked, shocked. Imagine you're nice enough to lend money to people. You think they'd be nice enough to pay you back. But the borrowers, you see, don't have any money. Poor suckers. They probably do want to pay the money back, but frankly, my friends, how can they? And now their negotiable amortizations and their IOU and their limited docs and their adjustable rate mortgages, they're all being reset onwards, upward. As much as $1 trillion worth of mortgages are set to be adjusted to higher payments within the next 12 months, my friends. And where are those nice lenders now? They're putting away their wallets. They're folding up their files. Or where they are still lending, they're now asking customers for income tax returns, something that they've avoided doing for a lot of years. And so what do I ask other homeowners to do? If they can't pay and if they cannot refinance, what will they do? Well, we don't know, but the mill wheel still has a few turns left, don't you know? It'll be interesting to see who finally gets crushed and how. Right now, the realtors seem to be getting pinched. Sale prices have not fallen very much, at least not in most areas. But the volume of transactions has dropped so much, my friends, that the realtors are having a hard time making ends meet. Realtors, just think of it. 2 years ago, They could go to sleep and rake in the dough. But today, they're now thinking about waiting on tables, parking cars, or starting a hedge fund. By the way, last week we ran into an old friend. Actually, he's a young guy who saw where the money was and decided to go after it. He started up his own investment business with practically no resources, no contacts, no investors, no training, no nothing. So how's it going, we wanted to know. Well, little by little, he says it's coming along. The key thing is just to keep your expenses very low and get good returns. Last year, my little fund showed a 40% return. So now when I go to people and ask them to invest some money, they're actually interested. Besides, I don't charge a percentage of capital, just a percentage of performance. If I don't make anything, if they don't make anything, I don't make anything. How did you get a 40% gain last year, we ask? Simple. I invested in gold stocks. Surely the realtors must be looking at the money business, don't you know? And maybe even gold. You know, the yellow metal rose almost $10 last Friday, even though it did settle off about $6 today. Oil is once again approaching the $60 a barrel figure, all of which suggests to us that whatever is bugging the economy isn't going away anytime too soon, my friends. And so what are we faced with now? Bernanke. Bernanke and the Democrats are expected to spar over whether times are good or bad. What do you think? When Ben S. Bernanke testifies before Congress's new Democratic majorities this week, it may be hard to tell that he and his questioners are talking about the same economy. The Federal Reserve Chairman will use his semi-annual appearances before a House and Senate banking panel to describe a healthy economy and a strong job market. Wait a minute. I'm not even sure what country this guy's talking about. Where do we have a healthy economy and a strong job market in this country? Oh, yes. Se habla? Work cheap. Democrats such as Representative Paul Hodes of New Hampshire will paint a much different picture than Bernanke's expected to paint. No, Hodes is going to talk of stagnant incomes and jobs lost to foreign competition. Part of the reason I was elected, he said, and many of my colleagues were elected, was because of the deep concerns that folks have about the economy. Hodes, by the way, is president of the freshman House Democrats and member of the Financial Services Committee that is going to hear from Mr. Bernanke this week. Bernanke's 53 years of age. Spent much of this last year, his first year as chairman of the Federal Reserve, overcoming investor doubts in order to establish his own inflation-fighting credentials. The challenge Bernanke faces this week may be just as daunting. He's going to have to address Democratic concerns in a way that shows the Fed is worried about more than inflation, without raising fresh doubts about his commitment to stable prices. And yet that's only one part of the problem. We certainly can once again continue to talk at length about the so-called illegal invasion of America. Frosty Wooldridge, we have a new column of his on the Federal Observer today that discusses some of these things from an economic standpoint, you understand. Last week we spoke of NAFTA, the cost of how many millions of jobs that left this country. And now we're going to be facing a North American Union, ostensibly once again to strengthen this regional economy. But we know whose economy it's going to strengthen. It's not going to be yours. It's not going to be mine. It's going to be theirs. And you know who they is. Americans, my friends, are now drawing down their personal savings. Not that we've ever had a lot to begin with over the last 20, 30 years. But what little savings we have in this nation today, it's being drained down at the fastest rate since the depths of the Great Depression, all of which suggests that U.S. household finances may be more fragile than they appear to be. The savings rate in America has fallen to a minus 1% in 2006, and it's now been negative for 21 consecutive months. That, according to the Commerce Department's data. Don't you find it interesting? On one hand, we've got a leader, a so-called decider, and his minions, including Ben Bernanke, telling us what a great, growing, vibrant economy this is. And yet another division of the federal government, the Commerce Department, says, not doing too good. 21 consecutive months, the savings rate in America has been in negative territory. Such a rate was last seen in 1933, when a quarter of the American workforce was unemployed and whole families were kept alive by charitable soup kitchens. Got soup? Oh, but there is no emergency to account for the slide this time. The U.S. economy is well into a long boom that has shaved unemployment to 4.6%, a phase of the cycle that should normally lead to a strong rise in savings. Charles Dumas, chief strategist for Lombard Street Research, said that a spending spree by rich Americans sitting on fat asset gains might have played a role. But the main driver was distressed borrowing by households struggling to keep their heads above water as each source of stimulus dried up. Richie in the chat room is asking, would I suggest storing one's savings in gold or silver? Well, Richie, I know you too well. That's number one. So that's an unfair question. Silver is more spendable. Gold's much longer term savings. We might talk about that a little later in the hour. Dumas goes on to say there are no more tax cuts to be issued, no more house price gains, no more real income growth, and no more petrol price bonus. Step one is to carry on spending because that is the divine right of Americans, he says. And step two is to run up second mortgages. But you see, my friends, people are near the end of the rope, and it's no surprise that subprime lenders are now getting into trouble. The default rate on subprime loans reached a decade high of 10.09% in November. That according to a report by Friedman, Billings, Ramsey & Company. Some 16 lenders have already gone bankrupt. We discussed this back in January, but now the number is up. In January, there were only five that had gone bankrupt. Now we're at 16. And that includes California's Own It Mortgage Solutions and Sebring Capital Partners. The troubles, my friends, are spreading to the capital markets where many of the loans are packaged together and sold as securities. These are then insured through the credit default swap market. The ABX index that measures these swaps has dropped 5% over the last 6 weeks. Now, that's a substantial fall for an instrument of this kind. There's other ominous signs. We got a random audit in Virginia found that 60% of borrowers had exaggerated their actual income by more than half when they applied for a mortgage to begin with. And all of this points to further skeletons in the closet. I heard some music creeping in. Where did it go? Now it's too quiet. Stay with us, folks. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break. Stick around.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to the flip side, my friends. Little side note, and I have a, for those of you who've been around listening to me for a length of time, you know my feelings about music and how I've always attempted to make music a part of programming. And I did one of those rare oddball things last night as I was working on the website. I kept flipping back to the dumb Grammy Awards, which were, you know, they could have been dubbed the National Ghetto Awards. 3 years ago, as the Dixie Chicks were performing in London, Natalie Maines, the lead singer, made a statement that apparently ticked off the broadcasting industry, certainly ticked off country music, who turned their backs on them. And the neat thing is, the Dixie Chicks won in every single category they were nominated in last night. They kicked some butt. And while it was taking place, I put up a brief congratulatory note on the Federal Observer, basically told them, no, don't back down, don't ever apologize. It's so interesting how the music industry turned against them. But now, 3 years later, I noticed Toby Keith wasn't even nominated for a damn thing last night. How interesting. Hey, Iraqer asked me a question in the chat room asking, is there a gold versus silver ratio? Would you swap silver for gold? You know what? There are recommended ratios to that question, but those ratios are only good depending on what it is you're attempting to do. and I'm not trying to avoid it, but I unfortunately don't have time to even get into that right now because I'd have to look. I don't pay attention to ratio trading. And there's a difference in ratio trading if you're investing in gold and silver strictly for the purpose of making money, or if you're secondarily looking more at the preservation of what you have. So a number of things we can take a look at there. Let's go back to our commentary about some of the other ominous signs of the breakdown in the American economy, in the mortgage and the real estate market. Some $390 billion in mortgages with adjustable rates, which were taken out in 2004 and 2005, when interest rates were far below current levels, by the way, happened to be due to ratchet up this year. In some cases, get this, doubling their payments. Can you imagine making payments of $650 a month and all of a sudden you're paying $13? It's called instant lose your house. Beth Ann Bovino, senior economist at Standard & Poor's New York, said that U.S. house prices were likely to fall 7 to 8% from their peak to trough before bottoming out later this year. I maintain that I don't think that's going to be the bottom. So, you know, nice thinking, Beth, baby, but I don't think it's going to buy it. She says people are not going to be able to tap into their homes as cash machines any longer, and the ratio of debt service cost to disposable income is now at a historic high of 18.2. She says we're not expecting the economy to fall off a cliff, but household spending is going to have to slow down. Amazing, Grace. Until last year, my friends, Americans were subsidizing their lifestyles to the tune of $70 billion a month through withdrawal of home equity. $70 billion a month was taken out of home equity in this country in 2006. That's now dropped to $30 billion a month. The shortfall has been more or less covered by the falling savings rates so far. The slide into negative savings could hardly come at a worse time for the American economy, just as 80 million or so baby boomers begin to feed into the retirement pool and prepare to draw down wealth. Large numbers could face poverty in old age. Yale professor Jacob Hacker said the average American was now walking a shaky financial tightrope with no safety net. Let me tell you what, that's kind of what Republic Trading Group is all about. Amazing. One of the guys says there's a very annoying sound when I'm on the air. It sounds like finger snapping. Doesn't happen on any other show on RBN, just mine. Sounds exactly like fingers snapping. I'm not snapping my fingers, so I don't know what it is. American family incomes are on a frightening roller coaster, rising and falling much more sharply than they did 30 years ago. The welfare net of health care and pensions once provided by corporations is crumbling as a result of globalization, leaving families to shoulder the risk. Professor Hacker said personal bankruptcies has risen from under 300,000 in 1980 to more than 2 million in 2005, and the numbers haven't even come out yet for 2006. Amazing. A lot of those people were well-educated. They had children. These are the ones that went bankrupt. They're not the persistently poor. They are refugees of the middle class. Drowning in debt, my friends, and frequently wondering how they fell so far, so fast. These are things that one has to think about. There's absolutely no two ways about it. Now, let me reverse back to another comment. One of the visitors in the chat room said that there is an annoying sound when I'm on the air. Sounds like finger snapping. And that my program is the only one that it happens to in RBN. Now, that tells me that the problem may be at my end, but until in an off-broadcast time frequency, I can get on with the engineers at RBN to do some testing, I have no way of determining, because I'm not hearing it, of course. So whether it's coming directly out of the network, who the heck knows? I don't know. Stay with me, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about timing the bull. My friends, there's fireworks on the horizon. Stay with me. See you on the flip side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends, to The Flip Side. Interesting conversation going on in the chat room. We've got a good group of folks in there. I think one person's name is duplicated in there twice for one reason or another. Some of you folks that are new in there, I can't always follow the entire direction of the conversation. Terminus in particular is trying to shoot some information to me. Send an email over to me later, jeff@federalobserver.com, and let me know what it is you think is going on. We'll take a look at some of this stuff and see what's happening. You seem to think it may have to do with the Internet Explorer. By next time I get back on the air, by Friday, I'll have my other computer up and functioning because I don't normally do these two things in the same computer. Anyway, let's take a look at some other issues. I'm concerned, as you certainly know, this hour is brought to you in part by the Republic Trading Group, which is basically manned by Robbie Noel and myself. Robbie will be back in the air tomorrow night. A column written by Jason Hamlin, which we had posted on republictradinggroup.com today, called Timing the Gold Bull, Fireworks on the Horizon. Hamlin says, timing is everything, and now is the time to be positioning gold, silver, and energy. Which is quite an interesting comment, because energy is exactly one of the things that the guys are talking about in the chat room tonight. The cost of people being able to heat their homes. My good friend John up in Minnesota is telling me it's costing him almost $12 a day. Well, yeah, he lives in Minnesota, but even so, that's getting pretty profound. Hamlin continues to say, we are about to witness the largest upleg of the gold bull, wave 3, which will make the gains of the dot-com boom seem like minor blips on the radar. How many of you remember the dot-com boom? An outstanding statement, no doubt, he says, but the bullish indicators are all lighting up, and we are forecasting some fireworks on the horizon. Supply and demand is creating upward price pressure. First, there's news that several new gold electronic trading funds will be launched in India this month. And with the popularity and appreciation for gold in India, we have no doubt that the ETFs will receive a warm welcome. As buyers take advantage of this new and easier investment medium, large amounts of gold will be removed from the open markets. Exactly how much remains to be seen, but considering the population of India, their improving economic conditions, because of ours going the opposite direction, it is simply amazing. There's more capital, there's more discretionary income available for investment in India. And, of course, they have a massive love for the shiny metal. We are anticipating significant upward pressure on the price of gold around the world. In other news, the Euronext trading platform in Europe is opening futures and commodities trading in several sectors, including precious metals. This will increase the awareness, the availability, the investment options for precious metals all across Europe. Any investment generating new demand and facing declining supply is one which I'd like to have an early position. But that is not all, my friends. Because if you act now, you also get the Russian Central Bank, who have announced changes to their foreign exchange basket, moving the euro component to 45 cents and the dollars to 55 cents. Now, that may sound unusual, but it wasn't that many years ago that the dollar was like 85 cents to 90 cents of their foreign exchange basket. The Russians have been discussing such a move for a while, and they're amongst a growing list of countries diversifying their foreign reserves away from U.S. dollars. Bad for the greenback, of course, but good for gold. For the past 10 months, the price chart for gold has been compressing, in other words, making lower highs and higher lows. Think of it as a spring which has been pushed continually tighter and now coiled and loaded with high levels of potential energy. When the spring finally releases, the floodgates will be let loose and the price will explode upwards. And while gold above $720 will become a welcome event, we're still sticking to our forecast for gold reaching above $1,000 per ounce sometime during the year 2007. That's this year. Our rackers are saying, who's to say if physical gold is really in the vault? We see we don't really care because our clients take possession of the gold. They're responsible for their own vault. $1,000 an ounce sometime in 07. Is that a tall order? Ladies and gentlemen, one only needs to remember that gold today would be priced at about $2,300 per ounce if it were adjusted for inflation. And although we view it as an incredibly foolish move, we are fully expecting some type of military confrontation with Iran before Bush slithers or slinks out of office. It's kind of like fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. Or fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. You know the routine. The price of both gold and oil is going to go vertical on any such news. Gringo, my friend in Mexico, says, Jeff, once the Mexico, the USA, and Canada switch to the Amero, the price of gold will skyrocket. I'm hearing some little clicking going on in the background, too, but I'm not sure what it has to do with. Like I say, by next week, we'll have these computers separated again. My broadcast computer is different from the one I use for chat rooms, etc. There are those out there who say that it is a fool's game attempting to time the bull market on gold. And I would agree with that philosophy and maintain a core position through the ups and downs. I think we've been able to substantially increase our returns by following that silly rule about buying low and selling high. Good luck, happy investing. Take some of our advice. It's not as low as it was, but it's certainly not as high as it's going to get. Once again, gold end of the day somewhere around 600, just shy of $662 an ounce. And gold's recent return above the $650 level, my friends, is a key development of the metals bull market. Just how high could gold go this year? What's the small cloud hovering on the horizon? We consider that gold bullion's recent return to above the $650 an ounce is key. The base that has been forming since the low of $544 set in June of last year has now completed, which should lead to a test of the 2006 high at $730 an ounce. As flagged some time ago, this return to levels above $650 an ounce or higher is a trigger for us to modestly increase our exposure to gold-linked investments. Accordingly, in most portfolios that I'm aware of, even in Wall Street, they're recommending an increase by another 5%. We have no doubt that all of the flights to quality that might take place probably this year, the one to gold is likely to be the most breathtaking. I'm going to tell you what. These comments are not coming out of people who necessarily talk about gold in physical ownership terms. These are people talking about gold ownership in Wall Street terms. And they're talking about the flights to quality. The one to gold is likely to be the most breathtaking. This bull market is real. The outlook is excellent. The great thing about consolidation periods such as these is that the majority of investors have strong hands that protects the downside. Bull markets climb walls of worry. The latest worry for the gold bullion price is that the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has been advised to sell some gold to help plug their budget cap. According to the Wall Street Journal, the IMF faces a gaping hole in its budget and has been advised by a blue ribbon panel to sell $6.6 billion of its gold stock. Gold stock, not physical gold. The panel was made up of luminaries, including the former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Uncle Alan Greenspan. For the gold to be sold, over 85% of the board must agree, as would the U.S. Congress. In an earlier program, some of that's not even important. That's just more nonsensical paper commentary. There's certainly other metals, silver, copper. I kind of like lead and brass myself, you know. I can't look at the email while I'm on the program, but I will get a look at it afterwards, guys. Thank you. Guys are trying to help out with various different suggestions regarding the problem. It sounds like those listening on the radio are not having it, only those of you on the Internet. And I can almost promise you that problem is at my end. We'll get it carried for. John, my friend in Minnesota, says, you know, Jeff, if you're carrying gold paper, remember that it makes bad toilet paper. Let me share some things with you, because we've got the time, and I'm probably going to run out of a little bit of programming commentary tonight. I've moved along a little bit more rapidly than I intended. I'm tired. It's been a very busy couple of weeks in one form or another. And as I mentioned to you earlier, Robbie and I are leaving about 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for California. We're going over to meet with some people in the industry. We're going over to kind of get a view on what's going on in the industry that we call gold and silver, and to some degree even the rare coin industry, if you wish. Going over to take a closer look at the kind of products that are being made available, what kind of monies they can be had for, how a lot of those various different gold and silver pieces could feasibly fit into what we try to do here at Republic Trading Group. So we're going to be there. And any of you who happen to be in the Long Beach area, maybe we'll run into one another. I don't suspect we have a lot of listeners in the Southern California area, but, you know, one never does know. Terminus says, I don't care about gold as long as I got enough food and can hold on to my land. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that mindset. The biggest problem, a lot of folks won't have the money to hold on to their land because they won't be able to pay their taxes, and that little savings account that we call gold or hard money is the one reality factor that can be turned into whatever the acceptable currency upon the land may happen to be. I had a long discussion with my importer this morning because I said, look, you know, we've been putting some good packages out for quite some time, but I'm looking for something that's great, not just good. I want great. I said, get out the pencil sharpener and start sharpening that sucker. And if you break the lead, sharpen it again. Because whatever he was going to hit me with, I was going to tell him it wasn't good enough. And one of the coins that Robbie and I, one of the gold pieces that we both happen to like a lot for a combination of reasons, its size, each one slightly larger than a nickel, than a U.S. nickel. It's about the same size as a nickel. So think about a gold piece in your hand that's the size of a nickel. That's a pretty neat little piece of gold. And amongst my favorites, because of their heft, not the heaviest that we've offered, but because of the heft for the cost-to-weight ratio, is the Dutch 10 guilder, the Queen Wilhelmina from the Netherlands. These were the last gold coins for commerce that were issued by the Netherlands. They were minted from 1911 to 1933. We refer to these as the Queens. And my friends, they provide a superb value in both gold content and numismatic. The specimens which we have been acquiring over the last probably 4, 5, 6 years have been brilliant, outstanding examples of international gold pieces. And I love them. And the ones we offer are brilliant and circulated. They are considered the heavy fifth ounce European issue. Now, I want you to consider, we're trying to offer you a very wide variety. There's something here for everybody tonight. If you're on somewhat limited resources and you want to pick some of these up, you know what? You pick up the phone and you call us at 1-800-691-7898. Here's the four different package offerings we have available for you tonight. You can pick up a 5-pack of these exquisite coins, and you'll get a tremendous variety of dates. Never been placed in circulation. Shiny, brilliant. You get a 5-pack for $722.65. $722.65. A 20-pack, and you can start calculating the math for yourself because I don't have time. A 20-pack, which is a half a roll, at $2,864.40. A full roll, a 40-pack, at $5,676. All of these are plus shipping. But you know what? Shipping's a flat $15, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who want to bite off the 120-piece mega pack, that's three full rolls of uncirculated, nearly 100-year-old gold coins that are about the size of an American 5-cent piece. A 120-piece mega pack for $16,870. Now, let me share something with you about this mega pack. The mega pack provides a full 23.36 ounces of net gold content. All right, that sounds neat. But I decided to do a little bit of comparison shopping for you today. If we spent the same amount of money buying modern quarter-ounce American Gold Eagles, brand-new 2007 issues, it would provide you with only 22.25 ounces. In other words, for the same money, we at Republic Trading Group are literally giving you another 1.11 ounces of gold for absolutely free. That additional value translates to a $734.82 savings for you to take advantage of these marvelous 10 guilder packages. When you call us, you let Robbie or I know if you're interested in package 1, 2, 3, or 4. Hey, if you say, I want 2 of number 1, you can do that. If you want 2 of number 2, well, I'm going to automatically set you up with number 3 because it's going to save you more money. Seems to me I did the comparison. It was about an $8 difference per coin on package number 1 to number 4. Don't let it be confusing to you. Take advantage. This is a tremendously great buy on gold packages from Republic Trading Group. For those of you who understand the importance of gold, you've got something to protect, you've got the financial resources to take advantage of it, nobody out there will touch these prices, period. Not for hand-selected pieces. You're not going to get sliders. You're going to get the best there is. These coins right now across the rest of the market are trading anywhere from $5 to $1,100 higher per coin anywhere else in the country. But you take advantage by calling us tonight at 1-800-691-7898. Stick around with me. I'll be right back after the break for a few final comments, a little further discussion about this package. I'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
To the final moments of the flip side, my friends. Thanks for having been with us for the last hour. It's been an interesting hour. A good number of folks in the chat room. Looks like at one point we've been up to 26, 27 people. A lot of new names, a lot of old friends that have been with us for a lot of years. Kind of interesting. Somebody, Warhawk, made a comment in the chat room that back in the 1920s in Germany, one guy saved his marks, paper, Deutschmarks. The other drank beer like crazy and threw the bottles in his basement. The guy with the paper money got wiped out. The guy with the bottles had something that was worth something. You remember the days you used to be able to trade a bottle in for 2 cents back? You know, and you think about things like aluminum cans and bottles and things of that nature that actually have a recycle value today. And unfortunately, that day is quickly coming to an end for this questionably valued paper dollar of ours, my friends. Once again, take advantage of our offering for this week, Republic Trading Group, by calling us at 1-800-691-7898. Four packages available. You can certainly order multiples of them if you wish to do so. Number one is the five-pack for $722.65. Shipping is $15 per order, no matter how which package you take. The half roll at $2,864.40. The 40 roll, which are 40 package, it's a full roll of 40 brilliant uncirculated Netherlands Dutch 10 guilders. These are the heavy fifth-ounce pieces that came out of Europe. $5,676. And number four, the 120-piece mega pack, which is three rolls for $16,870. You're getting a net 23.36 ounces of gold. Ladies and gentlemen, I like the smaller coins. It puts you in control. I don't want to try to have to sell off a part of a bar or a full one-ounce coin when all I need is something a little smaller. I've got the control when I've got these smaller, fractional, internationally recognized, non-confiscable gold coins. There's some out there that call them bus tokens. The day will come, the buses will take them. They won't take the quarters. 23.36 ounces of gold. You're getting 1.11 ounces of gold more than if you spent the same amount of money buying quarter-ounce American Eagle bullion gold coins. And by the way, for those of you who order packages 3 and 4, you will also get a free one-year subscription of the International Forecaster from Bob Chapman. No substitutions. If you're already a subscriber, no additional credit will be granted. So take advantage of this. This is a great package. It's a good offering. It's been a while since we've had one that I think is this absolutely phenomenal. 1-800-691-7898. We wind down to the final seconds. I am out of here until Wednesday. If the good Lord sees fit, we'll get together then. Otherwise, Robbie will be with you tomorrow night. Chat room probably will not be open again until Friday. Thanks for all of you for being here. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.